Into more details. Two people arrested on Sunday on fraud and preventing a lawful and decent burial have now been bailed. Assistant Chief Constable Tom McLaughlin says they're working to identify the bodies as the investigation continues.
So far, we are pursuing extensive lines of inquiry, and I have specialist search and forensic teams conducting thorough searches of business premises that are linked to the suspects that were detained this weekend.
The Conservatives are under pressure to return £10 million in donations from a supporter who's accused of making racist comments about Diane Abbott. Frank Hester has apologised but says his comments were not based on race or gender. He said 5 years ago that he thought she should be shot. Downing Street's been unable to guarantee that prisons won't be full by Easter as the Justice Secretary announces plans to free up some space. Alex Chalk says the decision to release some offenders up to 2 months early is temporary. It'll only apply to those considered low-level criminals, but Labour's Shabana Mahmood is not happy.
This is a measure that will cause shockwaves and deep concern across our country. No other government has ever found itself having to do this on this scale. It is nearly three times the number of days on licence as under any previous scheme.
The government says it's going to invest in new gas power stations, saying it'll avert the risk of blackouts. But Greenpeace says it'll damage our energy security, not improve it. The singer Eric Carmen, best known for the songs All By Myself and Hungry Eyes, has died at the age of 74. He rose to fame with the 70s pop group Raspberries. And Sunset Boulevard leads this year's Olivier nominations, which recognise British theatre. It's got 11, including one for Nicole Scherzinger, who's up for Best Actress in a Musical. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, there's a high chance that the rain will persist until 6 or 7 tonight. This evening, we'll see any lingering spots of drizzle clear, though, turning dry overnight, but staying cloudy for a time. But heading into dawn, the cloud will break to give some clear spells. In place of overnight lows as well of 10, that's not too bad. But tomorrow will be mild and dry, mainly cloudy still, but through the day, the cloud will break in places to give some brighter intervals. Turning breezier, though, but with highs of 14.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello, it's Tuesday the 12th of March. I'm Dro and you are listening to Drive. Huge thank you as always to Scott Ross, and of course he'll be back at the same time next week, Monday 1 till 3 and of course Tuesday as well. Our guest today will be in the studio around 3:30, and we also, as always, have got great music to get you through the afternoon, including this, their one and only number one single, I should say, by Mel and Kim, Respectable.
Pressure on every night. Explanations. I thought.
forgot how good that song was. Mel and Kim Respectable. They're only number one, actually, from 1987. Right, now, again, we've got music right from 70s right up to now, and I love hearing from you. So if you've got a request, there's some brilliant ones in yesterday. If you want a shout-out, of course I'll do that for you or for someone else you'd like me to shout-out to. Or if you want to use me as your jukebox, you know what to do. Radio at phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music, that's J-O, or on X, as they call it, and now at Joe Bailey Music 1. And then, yes, but if you've got anything you want to chat about as well, also, you know, I'm here, just let me know what's going on. Now, Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis, oh, I absolutely love this track. It's from around 2002, I don't know. Do you know what? I'll look it up for you, and I'll let you know.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking, crazy.
Leona Lewis with Bleeding Love. Oh, I love that. The end of the night was out in the clubs. Oh, well, anyway. Right now, we've got a brand new track from our A-list. This is My Life Story. We're running out of heartbeats.
is all it takes to make it. But I've been running so fast, I missed the chance to take it.
My life story, running out of heartbeats on Phoenix FM's A-List. If you want to have a look on the A-List, you can do that yourself as well. Go to phoenixfm.com, have a look at music, you'll see the A-List and you'll see the brand new tracks that we've got up there. And if you want a request, you already know what to do, right? Now, coming up after a very short break, we've got Sam Fender with Spit of You. And of course, we've got our guests as well coming up at 3:30. It's all going on today.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Thank you. whisper to you, and I'm not wrong. Bury my head too. Stomach hurts all the time. Can't shift it. Being like that sincere. Not it up with the baggage. Neck like a stone. All sounds just like you. Smashing cups off the floor and kicking walls through. That's me and you. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can't talk to you. I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone. I can't talk to you. You kiss the forehead and I run like a top. No more than four stones soaked wet through. And I've never seen you like that. Spun me out. Right through. Cause it was love in all its agony. Every bit of me hurting for you. Cause one day that'll be over when I'm kissing and I still look exactly like you. And I can talk to anyone. I can talk to anyone.
So Sally is in the studio from Essex Business Partnerships and she has brought along a friend, well, a member and a friend, Leanne Reason, as well from Brooklyn Interiors. So we'll be chatting to them soon, but coming up before the travels, I'll check it out for you. Not too bad on the roads considering it's been very, very rainy today. And we've got Noah Kahan and Stick Season.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I
saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin to you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin of you that I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, well, on South Benfleet, there's slow traffic on London Road A13 between Tarpots and Rayleigh Road. Epping, there's slow traffic up there on the High Road between Thaden Road and Station Road. It's actually really slow there. Now, in Billericay, yes, it's slow moving on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road. South Benfleet, slow traffic there as well, A13 London Road between Sadler's Farm Interchange and the High Road. Also, in Brentwood, we're looking at traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Up to Chelmsford with a slow traffic on the Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Also, Chelmer Road is very slow there as well, leading up to the Army and Navy roundabout. One quick look over into Colchester, where Simline Way A133 is slow traffic there, eastbound towards Westway and the A134. Now, on the rail, it's looking fine for us. Let's head over to the Tube in case you're going out or coming home. Right, on Northern Line, you're looking at the Underground Station is closed at Kentish Town. And finally, there's minor delays on the Piccadilly Line with earlier signalling problems at Chiswick Park causing the issues there. But there is a great service throughout the rest of the network, and there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, one of the best tracks, I think, from the 60s, my view. This is Small Faces, All or Nothing, and we'll be straight back with Leanne and Sally Sykes.
Trying to make
was a brilliant track. Yeah, Small Faces, All or Nothing. Now we have in the studio our guest today. I got Leanne Reason and Sally Sykes. Hello, Sally.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, hang on. Let's do that again.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I don't know what's going on here. Try it again.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
It's still not working there, so...
Hello?
Yeah, hang on. Do you know what? It's one of those days today. Everything seems to be... it's the rain. I'm sure the rain has set in. But how are you doing, Sally?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Yeah, a little drenched after this morning's networking, but on the whole, doing very well.
Yeah, great stuff. Now, if someone is listening in for the first time, welcome along, if you are. Can you give us a little bio, a little insight into what you and, like, obviously Essex Business Partnerships is?
Well, Essex Business Partnerships is predominantly a networking organisation. Apart from networking events, we also run a health and wellbeing event, which we came on the radio last month, we were talking about, which was very, very successful. Some fantastic speakers and went down very, very well within the community, and that was in collaboration with Essex Cricket. And then since then, we've had quite a few networking events. We had a second meeting for our construction businesses and affiliated businesses. That was, again, very, very popular. It had 50 businesses sign up for that one.
We've
had
50?
50, yeah. We're wanting to make it a big community within Essex construction and, you know, a place where they can go to speak to people. And Leanne came to that as well, because that's affiliated businesses can be in the construction. We then had our second supporting women in business, and that again was very, very popular, and that was at the Lounge Wine Bar in Ingatestone. Judy Bell also being a woman business owner, so that was being very successful. But we've had lots of networking events that we've run as well, and we're in the planning stages of our business show, which we host in May or May the 15th at Greenwoods Hotel and Spa. So any business that is interested in having a stand, they're there for the taking.
Well, the clue is in your title, but you really do a lot of networking, don't you, really? That's how it works.
Well, I network the organisation as well as run networking events. So it's bringing businesses together. It's the communication, getting them to know each other and building the trust and the relationships. And then it can go from there for the collaborations and the growth. So,
and I think when it's something that you love as well, which you obviously do, I can see your passion. If people were here, they'd be able to tell Sally. And so, and I think you, when you enjoy it as well, that makes a difference as well to the other members as well, right? Because they know it's working.
Yeah, totally. It's just nice to meet the different businesses and businesses that you never dream that you'd ever meet. You know, they've diverted from their initial idea and they've evolved into something else. And it's just a big community and, yeah, very friendly. And, yeah, you just get to know them and you have friends that go for years. And, yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
Love it.
So, speaking of network, though, it is the start of a new season, and you thought, Sally, it'd be lovely to colour the studio, let's just say, with one of your members, Leanne Reason. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. How are you doing? You're okay?
Yes,
you settled
good,
in?
Thanks.
Yeah, can I give away your secret, what happened before we started? I said, have a drink of water first. And what did you do?
I squeezed the bottle too hard and it went everywhere.
That's right, yeah. So that was a brilliant start to the first time on radio, Sally. So listen, like I said, going to colour the studio. You are an interior designer, right?
Yes.
How did you hear about Essex Business Partnership, or as I say now, EBP?
I actually know one of the other members that belong to Essex Business Partnership, so she invited me along. And, that's when I met Sally and everybody else, really.
Great. And how does that work for you? What has it done for you, joining the Essex Business Partnerships?
It's just widening people that I know.
Yeah.
And obviously meeting with trades that I like to work with. And it's building that relationship.
Sure.
Like Sally says, it's networking is really important.
Yeah, because a lot of people just think like networking online nowadays, but it doesn't always work. You do have to have sort of like face-to-face,
yes,
to catch up with people, you know, and I think that really makes a difference. But let's get back to you now, Leanne, right? So were you kind of an art student or anything? Because how did you get into interior designing? So,
Well, I've always loved it. Even from when I was young, I used to help my mum design my bedroom, always changing my ideas, helping mum. She was the decorator of the family. So helping her. But I didn't know how to get into it. So I went down the route of a PA for a little while. Yeah. And then I thought, no, one day I'm going to do this. And it was actually in lockdown.
Oh.
I was homeschooling my daughter in the morning and thought, do you know what? I'm going to do this, I'm going to look into it, and that's how I started.
Wow.
I've helped family and friends over the years, and I obviously have studied interior design with the National Design Academy, so yeah, done quite a bit over the years, but never really did anything, so in a way lockdown worked for me.
Yeah, because you made it your own business, essentially, something that that you was always interested in, obviously then you train professionally to make sure that people can run your own business that you're doing now, so you're not just helping out things and putting you now, but that's a brilliant way to start out. So, I mean, if I hadn't known you then, Leanne, we need loads doing, to be fair. But why, do you know what, Mick, why do you think that people need interior designers? When you can really sort of like just pop round to your local sort of like warehouse, let's just say, you know what I mean, pick up a brochure with ideas. What is the difference? What can you provide that a brochure can't?
Personality. Yeah. And it's bespoke to my clients. Yeah, you can copy a picture off from a magazine, from Pinterest, from anywhere, but it's putting the family stamp on the room and making it personal to them.
Yeah, totally. So how long have you been going as your business, though? So I know you said you started around lockdown, but was that when you actually sort of like started the business from then, or did it come a couple of years later?
So the idea was there.
Yeah.
I started looking into it, but it was really sort of lockdown when I thought, no, I'm going for this. And I actually did a few e-designs, which was all via email. So they'd send me pictures, measurements. I'd talk to them, you know, Zoom calls, and then send the designs over to them.
Brilliant. So that's what I mean. So this one, a lot of people, I hate talking about the COVID years, but sometimes it really did inspire people to actually look at themselves, you know, look in the mirror and think, okay, look, there's something I'm really passionate about, let's make this work kind of thing, and you're proof of that, right?
Yeah.
So what was it that actually really then made you like, okay, I'm really going to go for this, I want to start my own business, I know I'm good enough to do it, I've got all the tools required, literally as well. So what actually gave you that final push to really go for it?
I suppose I was talking to a friend who had just done a coaching course, actually, and she was asking me questions. She said, why are you waiting? Just go for it. You know, I mean, me and my husband, I think over the years, we've actually renovated 12 homes. Mm. So that's either we've lived in them, we've sold them on, or we've rented them out. Mm. So we've got the experience of working with trades and then doing the design in my own house and, like I say, helping friends and family.
Yeah.
And she was just like, why are you waiting? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just having that, it's weird, isn't it, how that happens. Yeah, so a lot of people never sort of like then take it much forward, do they? Yeah, so that's a wonderful thing to do. And now, like you say, with Essex Business Partnerships, being a member among that really helps you think of other things as well, maybe that could help enhance your business that you'd never even thought of. Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, definitely. It's meeting all those different people from different sectors that you think, oh, wow, you know, that's a good contact to know if a client comes up with and needs something that they might, you know, provide.
So it really is a collaboration, isn't it? But do you find that yourself, Sally, that some people come back to you and say, wow?
Yes, we do. It's even like the last construction event. They were talking collaborations in the room already where they hadn't met the people before. And it's like, I didn't even realise you were there. Going forwards, you'll definitely be on our radar. So it is just bringing people together. And there's a lot of people out there that have never networked before. And they go on social media, they do this, that and the other. But it's the long haul. It's quicker when you're meeting face to face, when you're seeing the people in the room. You can build that relationship and that trust comes over the body language. So really it's the people in the room, and then you can start talking. There's so much you can do on when you do the internet, on Zoom or whatever, but you don't really get to know the person. And some people you just don't take to, and there are others that you do. So, yeah, and I think Leanne would agree, it comes a lot quicker. You build that relationship a lot quicker. And it's just nice to meet the people, you know, they talk about, and they're in a relaxed environment and they like it. It's even new timers that come along. It's like, you know, it's their first networking event, but it's making them feel relaxed. And they go away and they say, you know, many a times I've had people come in and say, oh, it's our first meeting, but it's been really relaxed, really nice. Thank you for having us. It's been a great. So it is bringing about making people feel relaxed. And then they talk more and then you get to know them more. It's not all about talk business. It's talking about other things. So, yeah, and it's great to see what kind of businesses are coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah. But like you say, it's not always businesses as well, because it's charities as well. Like obviously from the 21 Up movement, you know.
Yeah, we've got loads of charities in our organisation, and they all collaborate together. And it's not, I'm not for competition, because yes, there are businesses out there that are competitive, but why can't you do collaboration? You can't have everything. There's so many businesses out there, but you might get a little bit of something or nothing at all. So what's best? A little bit of something. So collaboration. And sometimes it's that where you can pick up the phone and you feel you're not on your own.
Where you can ask
a question, or we've got another lady, haven't we, that comes to the ladies event, and she does another form of interior design. Well, it's a completely different form of interior design, and I think Leanne and her can work really well together, and I know that you had a lunch with her last week, so it's just, you don't know, you don't meet those people. How would you meet those people unless they weren't at the event? So
and like you say with the Zoom ones as well, you can't always tell, can you? Because, you know, you kind of sort of like get the feel of it when you meet someone, even just in general. You meet someone, you think, oh, I'd really get on with them, I could have a coffee with them, and it's the same thing, I could work in business with them, or, you know, it was a really nice contact to have. So I completely get that, and I know a lot of people kind of don't understand that still. They might think it's a little bit old school, but actually no, it's really not now. And actually, going back to COVID, I think it's kind of flipped a little bit there as well and gone back to the way it is. I suppose that's why yours is getting more and more successful, Sally.
Yeah, and we had 5 new members last week, which was really good. You know, I was speaking to some, I said, you're not the first member.
What?
Someone else. So, yeah, we attract people in all different businesses, different sizes, so it's great to see. And it's just meeting those people. You just, it's not necessarily the people in the room, but you've got to think of who they know. And it's amazing, you know, and it's how everybody in that room is there for a purpose. They want to talk about their business. They want to meet people. So, yeah, it's just having that communication. And you don't have to be shy, because, well, you can be, but you don't feel to be awkward either, because most people don't mind if you just side up to them and listen to the conversation. And then you become, it's not like normally if you're out with a family, you wouldn't just stand next to somebody and think, really? Networking, do that. You don't have to feel awkward.
So. You can provide that space. That's for people to feel comfortable to just be in an environment where you can literally want to say, "Oi, do you know that if anyone does this, or I hear you do that?" I don't know if that's how you work, or that's probably why I wouldn't. I need to go along maybe to learn how to do that, really. But there you go. But listen, can we get back? Because it's all about me now. Because spring is almost sprung, right? And I am thinking about doing something, different colour schemes. So, Leanne, going back to you, have you got any tips for us for the latest trends?
It's all about obviously bringing out the outside in still, and lots of colour. So, but you do have to be careful with colour, because as I always say to people, test, because it does change in different lights. But brown is very big at the moment.
Oh, is it?
I know that sounds awful. A lot of people go, ooh, brown. Yeah. But they have made some really nice shades of brown.
Really?
So take a look at that. But, yeah, so your dark blues and your dark greens are still in with nice, what I call, dirty pinks.
Yeah. So, yes, the brown sort of like, is it verging on kind of the goldy kind of looking thing rather than a sort of deep, dark kind of mahogany brown or something like that? Again, I just need to know, because I quite like the idea of that.
So it kind of depends on the way your room's looking, the way it faces, you know, north, south, east, west, because that will make a change. But, the goldy browns and even the reddy browns are really big. And that we're kind of still with the grey, so they work well with grey. So bringing in these colours is really good.
Mm. So if I wanted to say, right, I need an interior designer, a lot of people think of interior designers, you can only do that if you are in the probably top wage bracket, right, to be able to do that. But that isn't the case, though, is it? So what services do you actually provide then, Leanne?
My services are bespoke, so depending on how much the client wants me to do for them. But it all starts with a 90-minute in-home consultation. It is charged, but it's a 90-minute in-home.
Well, it's 90 minutes, as you expect that. Goodness me, yeah.
But it's talking about any room you want.
Yeah.
Walk in a room, say, oh, God, what can I do with this? And then, you know, I have a colour chart with me, and we go through and we discuss layout, and we can discuss, you know, window treatments, anything you want in those 90 minutes.
Wow.
And then if that's all you need, that's all you need.
Wow.
And then if you want to go further and you want me to do more, then we can sit down and discuss how much more you want me to do. And I can put together a quote according to what your needs are.
Brilliant. So from every level, really. Yes. That's great stuff. See, that's something I didn't know, you see. I thought someone came in, flounced around, and started throwing some scatter cushions everywhere, sort of things, and like putting some petals somewhere, opening a few curtains, and that's it. I didn't realise it was that involving. That's amazing. So, Leanne, where can we find you then if we want to have a look on the website? Brooklyn Interiors. .co.uk.
Yes.
And it's interiors, not interior.
Yeah, interiors.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. And Sally, what have you got coming up?
Well, we've got our monthly networking events that everybody can see on our events page. And like I say, in May we've got our business show. So that is what we're really promoting at the Greenwoods Hotel and Spa. So any business out there that would like to showcase their business, meet the contacts, expand their show outside of their local area, they're more than welcome. It's members and non-members are Brilliant. allowed. It was a great day last year. It was a lovely day where people were networking in the gardens, lunch in the gardens. It was a really nice, relaxing day, but with businesses. We had over 200 businesses throughout the day that came in.
Sounds
or people
fair.
From businesses. So yeah, great opportunity. It's not one of the large events as such, but it is a nice, looking at 40 stands, so it's a nice, comfortable, it doesn't need to be big. No. It doesn't need to be big at all.
It'd be great to catch up and find out more about that on next month, because obviously you'll be back the second Tuesday next month, because it's flying by already, to be fair. And when's the next women's network, and how can people get involved in that if someone wants to come along?
The next women's network is the first Tuesday of the month, so I'm going to say it's going to be the 2nd of April,
right,
straight after Easter.
Oh, okay.
Literally straight after Easter, but yeah. It's open to all.
But people can sign up on the website.
All on the website,
Brilliant stuff. And the website is
www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk.
Brilliant. Connect, communicate and collaborate. See, I remember that one now. Yes. Leanne, is there anything else you'd like to say about your business before you go? No, I won't let you mind the water as well. I'm a little bit more concerned about the water again. But I did ask you, as you're all my guests for the first time to come along to the studio, if you've got a song. I didn't have it, but what have we got?
Okay, so we've gone for Robin Schultz and David Guetta featuring Cheats Code, called Shed Light, a Light.
Brilliant stuff. Listen, Leanne, it's really nice meeting you. Obviously, Sally, we'll see you next week as well. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Joe.
I don't know what the song's going to be, but let's go for it. Here we go. You ready?
Forgiveness. Are you even listening? Am I talking to myself again? I keep on staring up at the ceiling, waiting for you to give me some kind of reason. Are you even listening? Am I talking to myself again? And I know you don't owe me your love, and I know that you don't owe me nothing at all. Ain't no way I'm giving up on you. Don't leave me here in the dark where it's hard to see. Show me your heart, shed a light on me. If you love me, say so. If you love me, say so. Never answer. I try to talk, you keep on dancing. I can feel you on my skin,
Was chosen. Never heard that before. That was Robin Schulz and David Guetta featuring Cheat Codes. That was Shed a Light for Leanne Reason of Brooklyn Interiors. Thanks again to Sally and, of course, to Leanne for the chat today. And it will all be up online. If you just come in and thought, oh, I've just missed it. I've just switched the radio on. I wanted to find out what all the latest colours were this season. Well, it'll be up online by tomorrow night on phoenixfm.com. Go to Drive or Joe Bailey and you will find it there. Now, coming up in a second, we've got the ads, but it is, I feel like I need a drum roll. Born this day in 1969 was Graham Coxon. Now, you know we love Blur here on Drive. I don't need an excuse to play two songs, but two songs will be coming up within, well, I'm going to play one, actually, just after the break, and then have another one, or two, even, maybe, about the rest of the show. I don't need any excuses. But first, let's find out what's going on locally with the events.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Okay, so I'm going to apologise in advance for the pronunciation. It is on Saturday, the 16th of March. Now, it's Boris Requiem at Rutter's Gloria, right? Here we go. It's at Emmanuel Church, 66 to 68 Langdon Road in Billericay. Billericay Choral Society will be performing the ever-popular and beautiful Requiem plus Gloria by John Rutter and well-known works as well. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will also be performing solos. Refreshments available at the interval as well. Now, it's a 7:30 p.m. start. Tickets are £12 in advance, £15 on the door. For more details, you can come over to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the events page, and it will be right at the top. That's Saturday, 16th of March, the Requiem and Rutter's Gloria.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
In the mirror, so many people standing there. I walk towards them into the floodlight.
distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt Roberto standing there. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the hero. I was the dark room. I'm the shining light in your eyes. You probably shine it back on me, but I won't fall this time.
With a narcissist. We'll have another Blur as well, just for Ryan Cox as well, in the last hour. But what's going on?
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Wasn't sure I was going to get into a 30 second.
Yeah, Ben. Right, so I will see you after four.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.